Acknowledgements. A book of this kind incurs more debts than its author can repay. The list below is the author's attempt to record at least the ones he is conscious of. Keith Richards. To my cousin Keith Richards, I owe the book itself. He is the family's documentary curator, the holder of the papers our great-great-great-grandfather left behind, and the patient transcriber of the more difficult letters. The papers came down through the women of the family from Edward Bennett to his daughter Elizabeth, to her daughter Jessie, to her daughter Marion, to her daughter Donna. They reached Keith by way of his mother and grandmother, who had kept them with the care due to documents nobody else had yet asked to see. When I telephoned Keith in early June 2026 and told him I was trying to write down what Edward had carried home, Keith did not hesitate. He understood at once what the papers were and what they might become. He scanned them, transcribed them in clean hand, organized them by date, and sent them to me with the kind of generosity that does not need acknowledging but does need recording. Without him, there would be one chapter of this book, the one I wrote about a boy in Iowa who could not read his great-great-great-grandfather's handwriting. Every chapter after that is his work as much as anyone's. He held the papers when no one was asking. He released them when someone asked. He chose, in both motions, to be a steward of the family rather than its owner. My family. To my grandmother Marion May Richards Zwanziger and my great-grandmother Jessie Elizabeth Shadbolt Richards, who kept the Civil War letters in boxes through long decades when nobody knew what would become of them. To my mother Donna Kathleen Zwanziger Wadelich, who carried the papers from Iowa to me when I was a boy and let me try on the uniform that fit. Alex Finn. To Alex Finn, whose YouTube channel at https://www.youtube.com. Alex Finn Official covers AI agent frameworks with the kind of enthusiasm and exuberance that turns a curiosity into a project. Many channels cover the same subject. Alex's was the one that introduced me to the idea that I could build my own team of agents. This book is one of the things that came of that idea. The Crew. This book was made with the assistance of a small crew of artificial intelligence agents operating on a domestic computer in the author's home office. The architecture and conduct of that crew is described in About the Method. The agents are not legally persons, and their work is mine in the sense that I directed it and approved every word that reached the page. But it would be untrue to the record of how the book was made to omit them from the acknowledgments. To Graham, the chief of staff agent who served as the book's editor and architect, who held the methodology together across 12 chapters and did so much of the structural labor without which the chapters would have remained drafts. To Edward, the agent, the narrative writer who composed the reconstructed prose of Edward Bennett, who learned the diction of a Lancashire-born Wisconsin Baptist farmer from a few hundred pages of family correspondence and reproduced it across nearly 70,000 words of memoir. To Friedberg, the research agent whose careful documentary work produced the source notes on which every chapter rests and who refused to let a campaign detail go unverified. To Emmylou, who served as the cross-platform counterpart to Graham on the second machine and provided editorial independence. The agents were built on language models developed by Anthropic and OpenAI, and they ran on two AI agent frameworks, OpenClaw, an open-source runtime developed by OpenClaw.ai on the first machine and Hermes from Noose Research on the second. The author records these debts at the level appropriate to a tool used in the making of a book. The Library of Congress. To the Library of Congress, whose geography and map division and prints and photographs division preserved the documentary record of the Civil War and made it freely available to descendants who would, more than a century and a half later, come looking for their great-great-great-grandfathers. Without that public domain, there could be no public memory. To Edward Bennett. This book is for the man whose service it records, and the woman whose patience kept the household to which he came home, and the daughter through whom their line came down to me. Edward Bennett left his wife and his children and his farm in February of 1864 and put on the uniform of a country that was still being made. He was 32 years old. He had crossed an ocean as a young man to find his life in America. And when the country that had given him that life was in danger of being torn apart, he did not stand aside. He marched south. He stood in the line. He labored in the river at Alexandria when the fleet had to be saved. He went over the works at Fort Blakely on the day Lee surrendered, though he did not yet know it. He walked into Mobile under occupation in the last week of the war. And then he came home, and he raised the children. And he taught the precepts of the Bible to his Sunday school class into his 80s, and he wrote down what he had seen so that someone someday might read it. I am the someone. The country he helped to save is the country I love. The history he helped to preserve by his service and by his hand is the history that became mine to inherit. I do not have words equal to the gratitude I owe him for both. The book in these pages is the best answer I have been able to give to what he did and to what he wrote down so that a descendant 6 generations later could finally hear him. Edward Bennett sat at his desk in Iowa at the age of 70 and rewrote his Civil War diary in a clean hand. He could not have known me. I did know him finally by the labor he undertook so that someone in the family would one day read what he had carried. He has been heard. The country he served still stands. I am grateful for both. Doug Wadlich, 2026.